This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today at noon, prosecutors in the House will formally present the articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
So sad, so tragic for our country that the actions taken by the president to undermine our national security, to violate his oath of office.
House impeachment managers carried the articles to the Senate. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says they will be accepted in a day, and the Supreme Court justice will be sworn in.
I'm confident this body can rise above short-termism and factional fever and serve the long-term best interest of our nation.
President Trump denies wrongdoing in his dealings with Ukraine. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says
the president is focused on doing his job, focused on making the lives of all Americans better. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are focused on their own selfish political desires.
But now there's a bombshell new claim from an associate of President Trump's personal lawyer. Lev Parnas says he delivered an ultimatum in May to the president of Ukraine, announce an investigation into Joe Biden, or you won't get that promised military aid. In his words, President Trump knew exactly what was going on. The president has repeatedly denied knowing Lev Parnas. One day after signing a new trade deal with China, the president's expected to get more good news on his trade agenda today. The Senate will take up the new North American Trade Pact. The House has already approved the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. The Senate is expected to do the same and send the measure to the president for his signature. Parts of the Northeast and the Great Lakes are getting more heavy snow today. And another storm is expected to batter the plains through the East Coast tomorrow through Sunday, according to the National Weather Service. This is AP News. Does the naked body belong on Facebook? It's complicated.
Nude photos account for the bulk of posts that Facebook takes down, and some are not happy. Artists, activists, sex educators, and abuse survivors say the social network is unfairly censoring their work, suspending them in what they call Facebook jail. Of course, child exploitation and non-consensual images don't belong on social networks, and Facebook employs thousands of people and artificial intelligence to sort through naked posts. The company says it's constantly retooling its policies on nudity to account for nuances around gender identity, political speech, and self-expression, but admits it's challenging. I'm Julie Walker.
So will there ever be a reunion of those TV friends? An HBO Max spokesman says maybe. Kevin Reilly says those connected with the old NBC hit have an interest all the way around in doing a reunion, but he says it hasn't gotten past that yet. Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.